AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Greeks vote no on tough austerity measures. In an address to his nation, Prime Minister Tsipras said the vote shows democracy will not be blackmailed. He had called for the referendum, saying the vote would give him a stronger hand with European creditors to reach a better deal on a financial bailout. This woman sums up the views of the voters.
We have suffered a lot, and enough is enough. The recipe, as regards all these cuts, was not a good recipe. We need development.
The vote came at the end of a week that saw banks close down to halt a run on deposits and images of Greeks in long lines at ATMs to make small withdrawals. Meantime, the leaders of Germany and France are calling for a European Union summit Tuesday to discuss the situation. The European Parliament president has told German public radio a no vote will mean the Greeks will have to come up with another currency because the euro will no longer be available to them. In Vienna, negotiators may go down to the wire on efforts to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Right now, we're aiming to try to finish this in the time frame that we've set out. That's our goal. And we're going to put every bit of pressure possible on it to try to do so.
And Kerry says if there is not a good deal reached, the U.S. is prepared to walk away from the talks. A family vacation on the beach in North Carolina turned to near tragedy last night. The deck of a beach house where the family was staying collapsed, sending several people to the hospital. This is Emerald Isles town manager Frank Rush on what first responders found when they got to the house.
They observed numerous individuals, injuries ranging from minor abrasions, cuts, to very critical injuries, multiple bone fractures, concerns about spinal issues.
He says five people are still in the hospital. Firefighters in Vacaville, California are battling hot, dry conditions as they try to contain a wildfire. It's already burned more than 320 acres and is threatening homes. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has arrived in Ecuador for a 9-day tour of three South American countries. Thousands line the motorcade route in Quito that Pope Francis will travel to the Vatican ambassador's residence, where he'll stay for the first leg of the three-nation trip that ends on July 13th. Dinosaurs and little animated people inside your head made more money this weekend than any other movies. Our Sandy Kozell has more on what happened at the box office.
Magic Mike XXL and Terminator Genesis both fizzled over the July 4th weekend, leaving the popular holdovers Jurassic World and Inside Out to top the holiday box office. The rule of Jurassic World continued with an estimated $30.9 million in its fourth week of release. Pixar's Inside Out virtually tied it with $30.1 million.
It's America and Japan facing off tonight in the Women's World Cup final in Vancouver. This game is a rematch of the title game from 4 years ago. In that game, Americans lost to Japan. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.